You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are ya?
Morena Rachel, despite the rain, not too bad.
Yeah, that's good. We've just been chatting about how busy it is in town. Writers Fest, Comedy Fest, so much stuff has been happening. Have you recovered from the weekend yet?
Not really. I feel like I'm still waking up a little bit. But the city felt so alive over the weekend. It was really cool.
I was just saying, Friday night, it was like comedy club, baseball. Theatre, Q Theatre were all absolutely heaving with Comedy Fest shows. There was like the orchestra was playing in the town hall. And then just across the sort of park, there was the amazing Writers Festival stuff happening at Altair Centre. It's crazy busy. It was super exciting.
Crazy busy. It was really cool to see at Writers Festival so many people turn out for the New Zealand author events, which was sick.
Yeah, we do love to see that. Yeah. Any personal faves for you? Any events that you really loved?
I think the Indigenous event about Two Spirits, it was so cool seeing people like tracing their queer identities to like their lineage, to the land. It was real beautiful. I thought Marnie Dunlop did a really good job.
That's awesome.
The AI talk was really interesting, but freaky. but yeah, so much good stuff on. And I think they're putting up the interviews this week, so check it out.
Yay, awesome. Anything you couldn't get to, you can listen back on. What are we talking about this morning in the world of books?
Well, speaking of New Zealand authors, I brought with me, honestly, such a beautiful book of poetry by Ruby Solly, and almost calling it a book of poetry feels like not enough. It's amazing. She talks about how a lot of this work is informed by like kōrero with her iwi and with the people close to her. And the book is like very narrative in style. It has quite a clear like linear structure, and it starts at like a kind of primordial New Zealand before anything inhabits it. This just kind of harsh black landscape, and slowly as the earth starts to form, her like inner world starts to form, and each of these characters that she lists at the beginning of each chapter start to take like a whole new life.
Wow.
It's really gorgeous, and there's like little bits. So she's like, it's so hard to explain.
Oh, it's so beautiful though.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. She's got these like little tarot cards with each of like the players at beginning. It gives it this like, if there wasn't already a spiritual connectedness to between the land and the people, I think this kind of concept of the artist as a predictor of futures, of a teller of stories is really present in the whole book. It's absolutely stunning.
Oh, I can't wait to read this one. These illustrations are so beautiful as well for the tarot cards.
They are. Yeah. And I'm so sorry, I didn't actually look at who did the illustrations before I came in, but
I'll do a little flick, see if I can find.
Thank you. Just a sec. Sort of ever present in all of these poems is like the idea of the artist as like origin point, is present between the idea of song and artists being present even before we had like words or language to connect what was happening around us. And Ruby Solly is like a multimedia artist. She's a poet, but she's also an amazing songwriter.
Totally, yeah.
It sort of starts from, it goes through like her, pre any kind of settlement to New Zealand up until colonial settlement. And it sort of looks at how as the people, like as the demographic changes in New Zealand, so too does the land, so too does the relationship between these families. It's absolutely stunning. Can I do a little reading?
Yes, please. I would love that. I was going to ask if you would. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a book where, I mean, it's not very long, but I definitely, I felt like I just read it entirely in one go. And if you're thinking of buying it, I would say do it in the same way. It's incredibly powerful.
Cool. So
this one is called Sing. At the start, there is nothing but black. and accept it is wider than we can know, deeper than we can feel. In fact, we are not yet a we, but we are within it, the pulse of potential. Maybe instead it is a black river filled with tiny beings that move in circles over and over, caught of spiraling vertebrates, but even they do not exist yet. No, it is not a river, but a burning, a fiery chain extending back and forth, deprived of colour, fuel eternal underneath miles and miles of pitch and peat. Except nothing has been alive to rot and live again as flame. It is not a fire either. Perhaps it is the water that lives inside the body, the memories of the amniotic, undrying pools of tears for things forgotten. Then something begins to grow, but it doesn't come to form in the eye. It's the almost unseen, the shimmering of light that comes after looking too closely at the sun, the light particles that shiver upwards when you gaze at sacred ground. They are alive in the potential of what comes first. A gentle song emerges so bright that sound becomes sight. Thousands of sound icicles trickle down the new world as it is being made. The creaking of ancient trees that predate their maker, they are only the thought of trees, the potential of growth. And so from the black, the world is sung into being, not for us, but for itself, but for the song.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's so beautiful. It's like the imagery is really powerful in there, but I feel like she never loses the narrative thread in there, which I think is like a really hard feat with poetry.
Totally. Yeah,
it's absolutely stunning. I would be so surprised if it wasn't shortlisted for the Occam's next year. And yeah, very, very highly recommend. I think probably my favorite poetry book this year.
Oh, wow. Huge calls already. I'm very excited to read this one. It's got a beautiful cover as well. And I could not find who did those illustrations in the book, but they're beautiful too. So
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if
they are Ruby.
If they are Ruby, yeah. Exactly.
Very well could be.
Yeah, Ruby really can do a little bit of everything. Thing. Hey, thank you so much, Siri, for coming in. Speaking
thank
of the
you,
Occam's,
Rachel.
Who took out the big prize this year?
Catherine Chidgey with the Axeman's Carnival.
Fantastic.
A great book.
Yeah, really good stuff. Oh, so much. I think this is the thing after the Writers' Fest. So much on the reading table to get stuck into.
So much.
Busy time.
And the winners are a great place to start, but also I would say check out the long list and the short list. There's was a lot to choose from, and I think it was really a hard job for the judges this year.
Hard out. Hey, thank you so much, Suri. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rachel. Talk soon.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.